As coronavirus cases continue to rise in Florida, most counties are going with a hybrid plan that has many students coming to school at least part-time. WUSF is amplifying the voices affected by this issue. Today we hear from Jeremy Blythe, a culinary teacher at Land O'Lakes High School in Pasco County. He recently organized a Motor March protest for teachers to push for virtual school only until the state's positive cases average fewer than 5% over a 14-day period. He says teachers are even more fearful after a fellow Pasco teacher, Renee Dermott of Seven Springs Middle School, died from COVID-19 last week.
Collectively, we're all already scared. And we're already nervous about contracting the disease and what long-term effects it'll have, or will it kill us? You know, so seeing that, you know, our heart goes out to Renee and her family and her loved ones and friends. It's heartbreaking. Staff really wasn't given options. We were to a degree, but it was basically return or resign. One of the biggest frustrations is that we as teachers are expected to make informed decisions based on data and adjust our teaching accordingly, and that's not happening. They're not doing that. So why are we expected to follow the data and make informed decisions for our kids when that's not being done at the executive level? What we really want to make sure people know is that we want to go back and be with our kids. I believe that there is a misconception amongst some people in the public that teachers are lazy. And that they don't want to be with their kids. They don't want to go back to work. We want to see our kids. We love our kids. We want to be back in school with them more than anything. This is not what we want either, but we also don't want to die. We don't want to bury a kid. We don't want to bury a colleague, you know, and with what's just happened with Renee, we're just looking for more of the same at this point. It's inevitable.